Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 002.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
Okay, we're back. This is the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 2. Can you believe it's already episode number 2? I can. That first episode just flew by, and we're already at number 2. Anyway, so if you haven't listened to episode 1, that's just introductions. I'll do a little bit of that as well today. But in this episode, we are going to talk about 5 tips to get all the beginners started as quickly as possible. And I'd like to just give you an overview if you haven't heard episode 1. I'm putting out this podcast again. My name is Brendan Lowe, to help all of you listening learn jazz piano. I'm trying to give you guys as many resources as possible to help your progress, to help you succeed and accomplish your jazz piano goals. So whether that is sitting down at the piano, being able to sit at the piano and play without music, whether that's wanting to get gigs, live paying gigs, and play out at clubs, bars, restaurants, Vegas, big bands, whatever your goal is, I'm here to help you do that and show you what it takes, show you the skills you need to help you accomplish any goal that might have to do with learning jazz piano. So I've pretty much done it all, and I don't consider myself a master or anything like that, but I do have a lot of experience. And so I knew I could help benefit people out there like myself who wanted a resource like this as I was learning the piano. I could help benefit them by doing this podcast, by putting out all this information so that you'd have some place to go to. You'd have a direction, you'd have a roadmap, you'd have a plan, and you'd have something to follow. You'd have a hub, right? A homepage, a home base that you can go to if you have questions, if you're looking to learn more information. And rather than just collect and gather random books by different authors, right, that usually just stack up in the corner, you can come to the podcast. You can go to our website, www.jazzpianoschool.com, and you can sign up and become a free member, completely free, get access to our lesson videos, get access to the community forum, ask questions, and get access to all the notated music examples to practice and download at the same time. So that is Jazz Piano School in a nutshell. And again, we are on episode 2. So in this episode, I'm going to go over 5 easy tips to get you started learning jazz piano. So let me start with this. I'm going to start by just giving you a brief overview of what jazz is. Jazz is not that complicated for all the beginners out there. Okay, and again, I love relating jazz to a language because jazz is exactly like learning a language. Now, it is a little daunting to think about learning a completely entire language, but if you take it step by step and you work at it just a little bit at a time, then it's completely doable. You just have to immerse yourself in the language, right? And the easiest way to do that, you don't have to travel with this. Okay, that's the good thing. You don't have to travel to a foreign country. You know what you can do to listen to the language at all times? Just put on a CD. It's that easy. You can put on your headphones, put on a jazz album, put on a funk album, blues, Latin, whatever style you're interested in, and just start listening. And you'll start to know, and your ear will hear all the inflections that are going on, the musicalities that are coming through as you listen. So that's the easiest thing you can do. So learning jazz, again, is like learning language. We want to put all the pieces together and then start to form sentences and speak through the music. So again, this podcast is going to be for beginners. My first step, which I kind of just hinted at, is listen. The first step, the easiest way to get started is listen to jazz. You see all the jazz pianists, you see jazz in general, if you've gone to see shows or anything like that, and you want to learn how to do this, let's say. Now, the first step you can do is buy a jazz album. Now, you can buy any sort of album. You can buy a pianist. You can buy a sax player, a horn player. But listening is one of the largest components in jazz. You need to know what you're striving for, what you want to play. to give you a couple artists, right? Miles Davis, I'm sure some of you might have heard these names before. Miles Davis is a great trumpet player. John Coltrane is a sax player. I'll list some pianists you can listen to. Oscar Peterson, Herbie Hancock, Chick Corea, Wynton Kelly. I'm trying to think of more classic pianists. Bud Powell, Bill Evans, and there's just a whole slew of them. But anyway, you can Google great jazz albums and a whole list. You know, you could Google top 100 jazz albums and you'll get a whole list of listening albums for your enjoyment and able to get started with step number one. So again, guys, step number one is just listen as much as possible. Okay, step number two is you need to know the piano a little bit. Okay, so again, this podcast and our website isn't for completely brand new people learning how to play piano. So if you don't know how to play piano, I recommend learning just a little bit, but you need to know the notes on the piano. But just knowing your way around the keyboard, know where C is, know where D is, know where E is, F, G, A, B, and then you repeat back to C again. Know what sharps and flats are. I'm not going to spend the whole time going through that, but you just want to know your way around the piano. So if you don't know the notes on the piano, step number two is just getting yourself involved with the piano. Just know the notes, okay? And even if you haven't, even though I'm not going to be teaching exactly how to play the piano, even if you don't know how to play the piano, you're still going to be able to follow the instructions that I'm giving you. So you're still going to be able to play pop tunes and do all that things. You're just not going to be able to technically do some of the runs and fancy stuff that you might hear going up and down the piano. That's going to be a little bit of work of technique. So, but in order to play pop songs and chords, all you need to know is know how to move your fingers and play notes. So get familiar with the piano. And in the show notes, I'm going to post the lick that you heard. I forgot to say this in the beginning. I'm going to post the lick that you heard up front to learn for the more advanced guys or even some of the beginners. You can learn that lick. And as well, I'm going to post the necessary notes and images or PDFs for each of the steps. So for step one, I'll list some albums. For step two, I'm going to list the notes of the keys and what sharps or flats are, just so you know your way around the piano a little bit. Now, step three is starting to work on a regiment of practice, right? And the first thing I'm going to recommend for you is to practice your scales. Learn your major scales, okay? And I'm sure you've heard, if you guys have had teachers before, I'm sure you've heard this, but your major scales are the gateway to everything. They're the gateway to everything. And this is why your teachers tell you to practice your major scales. Honestly, if you know your major scales, that is like 90% of getting started, because everything, scales, improvisation, theory, chords, everything is going to stem from your major scale. And I can't be more real with you. Your major scales are the ultimate building block, okay? You know, it's like, seriously, it's like building with Legos. I'm trying to think of a good analogy now, but it's going to be terrible. It's like building with Legos and, you know, just having little teeny Legos that you can't make anything out of. You need like the thick, big Legos that you can make that strong foundation of the boat, you know, or any castle. I loved Legos when I was a kid, so that's why I'm talking about Legos. Anyway, step number two, practice your major scales. So you want to be able to practice your major scales in all the keys. C, F, B flat, E flat, A flat, D flat, G flat, B, E, A, D, and G. Okay, and if you guys go to the website, you can become a free member and all the major scales are on there. So you can watch the lesson videos on the major scales and get started with that practice. Okay, you don't need to be able to play them great, but just know them. Be able to go up and down slowly, know the notes in the scales, because that is how we're going to use. That is what we're going to use to build our chords, all right? Now, step number three, and for, step number four. For step number three, learning the major scales, I'll put the PDF, the major scales document that is on the website. I'll put that in the show notes for the podcast as well. Step number four, all right, here we go. Are you ready? Listen closely. In order to get started, we need to know some theory and some harmony. Okay, so step number four is we want to know the difference between a major and a minor triad, and we want to know how to find those. And so I'm going to explain that right now. Once we know what a major scale is, let's say, a C major scale, our major triad is going to be the first note of the scale, the third note of the scale, and the fifth note of the scale. It's that easy. That's it. That's how you build a major triad. And I'm going to tell you something great right now. Once you know how to play major triads, you can play probably, you know, 60 to 80% of all songs, of all pop songs, because all it is triads. And there's a lot of major triads and a lot of famous songs. That's all it is, just major triads. And I'm being completely honest with you. That's it. So all the stuff you hear is like fluff, you know, if you go to a concert, but a lot of it's just what I told you. It's the first note of a major scale, the third note of a major scale, and the fifth note of a major scale. And when you play all those three notes together at once, you create a major triad. And that's a harmony, right? That's a chord. We call it a triad. So in order to play a C major triad, I would play the first note of the C major scale. I'd play my third note of the C major scale. So we're skipping one in between, if you guys didn't get that, right? So first note, third, and fifth of my C major scale, and I create a C major triad. And that's it. Now, a minor triad is going to be, we're going to take a major triad. So let's say we use our major triad C, E, and G, first, third, and fifth degree of the major scale. And again, a side note, that's why it's so important for you to know your major scales, because you can already begin to see how we're using the major scale to build our chords and our harmonies. So a C major triad, we're going to take C, E, and G. Now to make this minor, you guys might have heard this term before, minor or major, but a minor sound is dark, you know, sad, ominous, just very kind of gloomy. A major sound is bright, happy, it's just alive. It's more of an upbeat feeling, major. Minor's sad, major's happy. So in order to transform our major triad we just learned, C, E, and G, to minor, we're going to take the middle note of a triad. We're going to take that third, okay? We have our first note of the scale, the third note in the scale, and the fifth. We're going to take the third and we're going to lower it down. Okay, down is to your left if you're looking at a piano, down to the low end, right? The low end of the piano. You're going to lower that by what we call a half step, or the closest note to the note that you are currently on. And that can be either a white note or a black note, but you just want to play the closest note down a half step, right, from the note that you're on. So I'll give you the example. If we are on a C major triad, when we play C, E, and G, E is the middle note, so we are going to lower E by a half step down to E flat. And I should actually do this on the keyboard for you guys so you can hear it. And excuse me, because the keyboard is not too great right now with the mic. But here's our E. Okay, that is the note E. And again, to play a minor triad, we're going to lower it by a half step. Just like that. So I have my major triad here. And then I have a minor triad. So you guys can hear the difference in the major sound, right? It's kind of happy. And then the minor sound. And that's it. So major and minor triads, sorry, I'm just moving around a little bit here. Major and minor triads make up 90 to 100% of all pop songs. Did that just blow your guys' mind? All the pop charts, if you guys are listening to this podcast for pop songs mainly, come from major and minor triads. That's it. And there's a lot of different techniques I'm going to teach you guys to play different pop charts. You know, Piano Man, Billy Joel, Elton John, just all sorts of pop songs. Those guys come to mind at first, but any sort of keyboard pop type music, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, is all going to be major and minor triads. So that's step number four. Okay, now the other thing, step number five. Okay, so we've gone through, hopefully I can remember the steps, I didn't bring their paper here, but step number one is you want to listen as much as possible. Step number two, get familiar with the keyboard. Step number three is learn your major scales. If you can, learn the fingering, be able to play at least your C major scale. You should shoot for that. Give yourself a goal of playing your C major scale. Step number four, learn your major and minor triads if you can. And again, just take it slowly, guys. Just learn your, if you can learn a C major scale and a C major triad, that's great. That's it. Then you move on the next week, you go to your F major scale and your F major triad. Then maybe you add a minor triad. Step number five, okay, get familiar with the chord symbols that you might see for your major and minor triads. Because you need to, in order to play the chords, you want to know what the music means, all right, the symbols. So I'm going to explain that just a little bit for you right now. When you see just a plain old letter on any sort of music, now some of your guys' goals, excuse me, I'm going to get off topic here, but is to play, I'm getting amped up because I'm getting excited about this. I get so excited when I start talking about this. I don't know why. It's just fun. And I picture you guys listening here and you're just ready. You're ready to go. You want to get some music and start playing it. So here we go. And you don't need notes, right? You don't need the notes to play some of these charts. And that's what I love about this is you guys are actually going to be able to start playing these tunes immediately. So the chord symbols, okay? Learning how to read the chord symbols. You don't need to read the notes on charts, right? On pop charts. You're going to see little letters written above the music. And the letters tell you what chord to play, okay? So you guys might have seen little letters like C, F, B flat, E flat, right? A. Now, if you just see a letter, it's going to indicate that you want a major chord, a major triad. So if you see the letter C with nothing else around it, just the letter C, that means you're going to play your C major triad. And we just learned a C major triad in step four. Right? We play the first degree of the C major scale. We learned our C major scale in step three. So we play the first degree of the C major scale, the third, and the fifth. And that's our C major triad. So on that, underneath that letter, we're playing the C major triad. And that's what the composer wants us to play, that triad there. So if you see letters by themselves, it's going to be all major. Now, you're going to see a symbol to indicate a minor, right? And if you remember, the minor is a flat third, okay? So we take the middle note in our major triad and we lower it by a half step. So in this case, with our C major triad, we're going to take the E, lower it down a half step to E flat. Now, the symbol to indicate minor is a hyphen, okay? So if you see a letter, like the letter C, and again, guys, all this will be in the show notes. So you can go to the podcast, look up episode 2, okay, 5 easy tips to get started, and you can see what I'm talking about visually. So the hyphen will indicate a hyphen will indicate minor. So if you see a letter with a hyphen after it, then that is going to mean minor. That's when you play your minor triad. Sometimes minor will be indicated with a lowercase m as well. So you might see C with a lowercase m. That means C minor. Or the last option you might see is C-M-I-N, right? Abbreviation for minor. C, uppercase C with a lowercase M-I-N. That'll mean C minor. So if you guys have any pop charts laying around, you can go look through them. Look to see if you see the letters by themselves, which indicates major triads. Look to see if you see the letters with a hyphen or a lowercase M or M-I-N, which means minor. Okay, and you can start to even play those now too. If you learn your C major scale or F, and then you learn your triads, you can start to play those pop tunes. You just follow along with how they're written and you play the chords. And that's it, guys. That's step number five. So I'll review one more time. Step number one, listen, listen, listen. Listen as much as you can. It's like learning a language. The more you hear it, the more you're going to be able to speak it, right? That's the same thing with learning a language. So the more you listen to jazz, listen to the style that you want, Latin, pop, funk, blues, the more you're going to be able to play it, the more it's going to be ingrained in your ear. Step number two, become familiar with the keyboard, okay? Become familiar with the notes. When I talk about sharps or flats, you should know what direction that is. You should know which way is up and down on a keyboard and know all your notes and your different registers and your octaves and things like that. So familiarize yourself with that. Step number three is trying to learn your major scales, not trying, learning your major scales. Okay, start with your C major scale and then continue through all the different keys. Step number four is your major triads and minor triads. Once you learn your major and minor triads and all the different keys, then you can start to play pieces, okay? You need step number five. And here's step number five is learning the symbols, right? Become familiar with the symbols and what they mean in a chart for your chords. So again, your letter, just a letter alone is a major. Just a letter with a hyphen or a lowercase m or min means minor. All right, guys? So I hope those steps help. You can immediately, after listening, get started. Okay, you got five steps. And no joke, if you guys master these steps, you know, you learn all your scales in every key, you learn your major and minor triads, you're going to be way ahead of the game. Everything's going to be so much easier. I guarantee it. But you need to set a time to practice, right? And I'm going to have a lot more. I'm going to have another podcast for practicing how to set up practice routine. But even if you guys do 5 minutes a day, it's much better than doing 2 hours one day a week. Okay, so even if you can do a little bit every day, it's going to be much, much better. Consistency, right? That way you remember the material. But again, this podcast is not about practicing. It's about the five easy tips to get started. Follow those tips and you'll be well on your way to learning how to play jazz. So again, guys, thanks so much. As always, I would really appreciate a good review if you could do so. And if you want to subscribe, be sure to subscribe because I'm going to be doing a lot of these podcasts, guys. I'm going to be doing so many podcasts, teaching as much as possible. And this, again, this is all completely free. You basically, I don't want to tell you to quit with your teacher, but I'm going to be doing everything you need to know in here, completely everything free. I'm going to be going over every single possible thing you could ever need to learn how to play a jazz piano. Did I emphasize that enough? So again, guys, my name is Brendan Lowe. If you could give me a nice review, I'd really, really appreciate it. I really want to connect with you guys, know who you are. And if you want to subscribe to the iTunes podcast, I'd love if you do that as well. And again, don't forget to become a free member to the site, www.jazzpianoschool.com, and get access to all the lesson videos, the forum, and the music notation. And there's going to be a lot more coming as well. So that's it, guys. As always, thanks so much and happy practicing.